Good morning, everyone. My name is Maura Lustig, and I call in from Peterborough, Ontario, every Wednesday morning to be your trainer on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team call. And it's my pleasure to welcome you all to the call, whether you are one of our regular group or a newcomer here or listening in by extension for the first time. You are in the right place to feed your soul, your body, your mind, your everything on a Wednesday morning and every day, Monday through Friday, from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is Wednesday, January the 25th. Oh, my goodness, we're not far from the end of the month. And I like to call this, today I'm going to call it Wealthy Wednesday. So, and it's a winning day. It's a winning Wednesday. So before I get into talking about the 90-day game plan, which I'm thrilled we're doing the, you know, like the connecting section this week because Carolyn wasn't able to join us on Monday. She's dealing with a family matter. Her and her mother-in-law is not well. And so Kevin filled in beautifully for her. And then we had Steve filling in for Lori yesterday. So it's been an interesting week. And I'm your anchor for the middle of the week. So before we go further, who wants to share? Who's got something they're grateful for?
Gino.
Hi, Gino.
Good morning. Well, I just want to say I didn't get out to the Nico, but I did tune in, though. But I went out and downloaded the 90-day game plan. To, you know, get in the game with everybody else that's doing it. So I had to say to myself, you know, I had a like mind map, you know, for my setting that intention, you know, with the information and the interest in my heart. In order for me to get where I want to be, you know, just like everybody else, where they want to be. So that's what I did. I just went out the other day and spent a little coin to do what I had to do, you know, and if I didn't do it, you know, I'd be sitting on the other side of the fence, and I don't choose to do that. So, you know, I got to fast forward and, you know, do what I have to do. So that's my little share.
All right, Gino. So in other words, you're in action and you're putting your money where your mouth is. You've financially committed in every possible way, not just financially, but in your heart and your soul, like you're in and you're doing this. Okay, lovely. I love to hear about
I
that
am.
Type of commitment. Yeah, I am, as Kevin would say. Yes. All right, lovely. And who else has a share?
I do.
All right, Kevin.
And thank you very much. And I just want to honor everybody that has, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, cannonballed into the game plan. But that being said, I would like to say that there's a lot of power in words, and there's a reason that Isagenix has stopped calling it the game plan and started calling it the action plan. Power in words and the thoughts and actions that go behind those. So I'm just going to throw that out there first. And secondly is I'm grateful this morning for Larry Fuchs. Many of us use his website, Personal Power Podcast, to be able to pass these messages that we share every single day on to our team or people that are potentially looking at our business or our products. And I believe that it has a lot of value. And he was able recently to establish a connection with PayPal in as much as now you can go to donate.personalpowerpodcast and actually set up a reoccurring charge to your PayPal account, that being either $2.50 or $3 or $5, whatever you want it to be. And we have determined that if 50 people would just donate $2.50 a month, we could pay for Personal Power Podcast going forward. So I would appreciate everyone's help and helping Larry to do that. He puts a lot of effort into that. Now that he's got his computer back up and running, the calls are now being recorded and placed on Personal Power Podcast. And so he now just needs a little bit of help. So thanks, Maura, for allowing me to throw that out there.
Oh, I love that, Kevin. I mean, that is such a small amount of money. And there are consistently over 50 people on the call just listening live, not to mention the thousands that listen to it in podcast time. So, I mean, I can't think of anyone that wouldn't be able to dig deep and find $2 or $2.50 per month. So that's lovely. Can I have some shout outs for anyone that's willing to do that, is saying, yes, I will do that?
I will.
Yeah, I will too. Yeah, who else? Give us some feedback here, guys. If you haven't looked at the calls on the Personal Power Podcast site, you will love this. And for those of you who've been with us for a long time, you may have been kind of giving already periodically a lump sum. Just look at how much easier it will be to be able to support something that we all benefit from. So with that, let's go ahead and get into some training here, because here we are. We are into the 90-day game plan. 90-day action plan. And, it officially launched on January 23rd, this Monday. But who knows what started on January the 9th that's running until July 12th, that now this is all tying and dovetailing, funneling everything into. What's going on that started on the 9th?
Reset.
Exactly, the crystal reset. Isogenics, I love the way they timed the action plan to start this week, but yet already gave people a running start by allowing the points to start collecting from the 9th. And, there's just so many reasons to be engaged with that. It's win-win in every way. And they're always looking for ways to be able to incentivize but reward us for the effort we would do anyways to do what it takes to, build our ongoing residual income while giving us money right away to help us do that. I look at when I started almost 9 years ago, we didn't have any of these little incentives and bonuses at all. It was, I joined when the 30-day system had been brought in, so it wasn't just the 9-day systems. But, I look at it was a big deal to simply work towards getting a cycle. And now there's so many ways to help people start even faster. So here are some questions for you to ask yourselves. What do you want to accomplish and why? Over the 90-day action period or further, right into July the 12th, what is it that will, if you look back at that point, that you'll be able to say to yourself, man, that was important and I did it. I don't mean over the moon and the stars and everything else, but something very real. What is it you want to accomplish? And then you break that down, and you look at the three emotional reasons why you want it. The sense of accomplishment, the sense of, if they can do it, I can do it. No more excuse mentality. And how many, not just for you, wanting to be able to bring in some breathing room financially, not just for you wanting to be in the best shape of your life, but ultimately, what will that do for your family by you doing that for you? And then by extension, by you inspiring others with your example and by being willing to share and push yourself out of your comfort zone, how many other lives will be impacted? So get really clear, if you haven't done this already, about why you're doing this for you and your family and the people you love, and, how that will look to yourself and to others. And then, so what aspects of Isogenics can you be enthusiastic about? Is it the products? Is it the compensation plan? Is it the people that you're meeting every day? Is it the huge community and the systems and the tools and the support? When you're connecting with others, you better know what it is you're excited about. And you have to be focused on serving them. But it is your posture, it is your certainty about what you have here that will invite them in, because they are looking for that. Let me just see. Okay, just double checking that we're no background noise. There we go. I think I got everything there. And so, what are you willing to do differently? If you look at, the definition of insanity, it's doing the same thing over and over and getting different results. For me, one of the things that I had been doing all along was, trying to connect on Facebook with people, and I know that's important, but I knew I had to grow beyond that. I had to force myself to finally embrace and start learning how to navigate through LinkedIn, because that's the way I could meet people who are networkers, people who are in business, people who are clearly stating to the world that they're there to expand and grow and build a network, expand their business, increase their income, and build their network with like-minded people or people that they can serve. And so I have thrown myself right in the deep end of that, and I'm loving what I'm learning. And the results are coming slowly but steadily. So then that kind of leads into, well, who are you going to have mentor you? If you want to change what you've been doing, you can't just suddenly decide I'm going to do it differently. You've got to be plugged into regular support and systems for training and mentoring. And that can be, what are you reading every day? What call are you getting onto each day, like with us on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team? Who's your role model that you're inspired by? I mean, Susan Sly is unbelievable. But, look at Tony Robbins, who's coming to New Year Kickoff. Like, oh, my goodness, I'm inspired. He's a role model. There are so many great sources that, you can pull a little different from each one. And perhaps there's someone in your upline who you're part of their team, and you can plug into that as well and say, hey, I'm putting my hand up. I want to be held capable and accountable, and I really value your guidance. May I lock arms with you? Would you mind checking in with me? Here are my goals. Here's what I'm finding is holding, that I'm in an area that I want to grow in, as well as what I think I'm good at. If you actually sent an email or a letter off like that to one of the people that are in your upline that you see and you respect as a leader, you'd be blown away by what will happen. Even if you thought that you weren't someone on their radar. I mean, Isagenics, Jim and Kathy Coover, when they get those kinds of letters from people, they're blown away. That fires them up. Now, they can't individually mentor, obviously, all of the associates. But you know what I'm saying, right? About the whole idea here of find someone that you respect and ask them to hold you accountable in a loving, positive, firm way. And what systems do you need to follow that you haven't been fully following yet? I mean, one of the things that I just did this morning for the first time, okay, is I do use ISA Tools to Go. You've heard me talk about it if you were on previous calls when I brought it up, and I had J.J. Oswald in before we went New Year kickoff to talk about it. But one of the things I had never used it for was when I would start a new cleanser. I had never enrolled them in the same day in the 30-day drip campaign for doing like a 30-day cleansing and fat burning system. So I actually set that up this morning for a brand new cleanser. Her box arrived yesterday, and I thought, why not? Let's try this system. Okay, so I'm inviting you to all make sure that you know what's available in ISA Tools to Go. You go to the desktop login, and you make sure that this contact has been added, and you scroll down, you pull that, open that contact, and it'll invite you to do different things. And you can choose drip campaign, and there's all kinds of great drip campaigns to choose from. So I'm going to ask, who's committed to checking that out today? Who's willing to do that for me?
I definitely am, Maura. This is Carol. I try to spend at least a half hour, 45 minutes or more every day trying to look at or learn something from the ISA tools before I send it out to somebody so that I know what they're seeing.
Nice. Nice, Carol. Thank you for that. And who else? Who else is using it and willing to try something new? That was Gino? Okay, great. And by the way, with the LinkedIn training, you might be asking yourself, well, where do I go to learn about that? Well, Susan Sly has had him on different calls. Carolyn Rodriguez has also done the same. Look up on LinkedIn Scott Aaron. That's Aaron, Scott Aaron. And he's trainer of LinkedIn. He is building his Isagenic business at the same time as offering LinkedIn training. And so what you would be plugging into is absolutely perfect because it's a guy who's building an Isagenics team using LinkedIn. You'll see exactly how he does it. He has videos. He's explaining what he does and why he does it. Rather than going out there and finding, someone. And now Scott is, the training is generic enough that anyone could go to him. But just because we all know that he's doing it to build his Isagenics business, you'll be viewing it through a different pair of glasses, which is really cool. And so who's willing to do that today is to look up Scott Aaron on LinkedIn and have a look at the programs that he offers at his website. You'll be able to click on the links when you find Scott. Yeah, and who is that?
That's Carol in Ohio.
Awesome. Well, I've got two Carols on the line today for sure. Now, who else is here that's willing to do this?
I'm willing to do this. This is Bonnie.
Good. Very good. Because, Isagenics provides us with many wonderful tools and we need to use all those. But, you know, it's more, this is about connecting this week. It's like, how do you find those people, right? You know, I'm counting on you all to have your list, and if you don't, how are you going to build that list? With people that you haven't been able to pre-qualify them yet, but you have a better idea of at least they're going from cold to warmer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how will you measure your progress? Well, you're going to track it, right? You know, whatever gets measured gets done. And, you know, ultimately you're looking at increasing your income throughout the year. You're ultimately looking at being in your best body ever. You may have enrolled in the Isobody Challenge again. I'm doing my fifth one now. I will just keep going again and again and again because it just is the right thing for my body to be able to enjoy the products, to be able to be inspired by the results of others, to be able to earn that $200 worth of free product, you know, every 16 weeks.
Uh-oh. Hello?
I think we might have lost Maura.
Oh, no.
Well, I have a funny feeling she was heading towards how many of you are enrolled in Isobody right now.
Carol from Jersey is.
I am.
That's two out of about 50 callers. Anybody else?
Verna is.
Verna, okay.
I am. This is Emily.
All right, Emily, good. And... what is
Charlotte
some of the? Oh, good for you. Good for you. What are some of the benefits? I don't know if this is where Maura was going to go with this, but right now, when we enroll somebody, what is one of the new programs that benefits them in month 2, 3, and 4?
Oh, thank you for that, Kevin. Go ahead, finish the line. Go ahead.
No,
yeah.
Go ahead, Maura. We were just filling in. We lost you there for somehow. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's strange. Okay, because I could hear everything. I don't even know how much of me you missed.
We lost you at the beginning of Isobody.
Okay, well, I'm here. Sorry about that. I don't know what's going on. Anyways, yeah, so the free shipping, right? Because
I was going to dovetail the free shipping into the 125 points if you added up all into the Isobody. It all kind of works out together.
Do you hear me now, Kevin?
Yeah, you're there. You're
okay.
Loud and clear now.
Okay, good. So absolutely, because last week we had the free membership, which was a wonderful way to kickstart. Now, free membership may be over. However, the free shipping is available on the three auto ships, the first three auto ships for the people that you're getting started. And that ties in because the requirement for it is 125 business volume points. It ties in beautifully with what they would have to do anyways to be able to qualify with a 500-point total for the Isobody Challenge. So it's win, win, and win. And that means they're going to be enjoying more product. They're going to be able to get better results. They're going to be able to refer people to this even more because of the results they're getting. Does that make sense, everyone?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sure does. Yeah. So, you know,
can I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Does the free shipping apply to it, like if someone went inactive and they reactivate?
No, it's a brand new enrollment.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, not a reactive. No, no problem. Okay. So front end load your week. Look at your personally enrolled report. Like, go into your back office and have a look at the people that you've enrolled in the past, or you can dig deeper into the people that they've enrolled in the past and look at everyone who is doing 100 business volume points or more. And if they're an associate, give them a call. If they're, just say, how are you doing? Just wanted to check in with you. Maybe send them a little message. Make a list of the people that are long-time product users and those that are halfway to consultant. I mean, if you look at how many points people are sitting on, that if they only enrolled one more person, they would immediately, have those cycles pour out. You'll be blown away by how many people will be grateful for your, follow-up with them. And, I mean, I've seen people that have had thousands of dollars pour out at one time. And even those, maybe just a couple of $100, and they get their products paid for. They're not necessarily open to building a business, but they really appreciate getting free food. and helping a family member or a friend. And this is another wonderful way for you to, especially if they are your personally enrolled, for you to be able to work towards Crystal Manager, work towards, you know, Crystal Director and Crystal Executive. So I don't know how many of you listened to the Team Success call with Susan Sly. It was a Zoom call on Monday night with Eric Coover. How many of you were on that call?
I was.
Good, good, because it was fantastic, and I know that they're going to be posting the recording for it, I believe, on Friday. And Eric was right on the money. I mean, I love his heart. I love his, you know, just everything about the way Eric communicates. And then he delivered all kinds of numbers as well on where our company is going, what we've accomplished so far, but what's going to be happening in the UK. These calls are worth their weight in gold. And again, they're front-ending the week. You get on that call on a Monday night, and you are set up for knowing exactly how you're going to kick into action. And get on, if you have a team that you're working with, have a short team call with them, maybe right before the team success call on Mondays. Maybe just do a little, you know, half hour with your group first, and then have it segue right into the other broader call. And your focus right now, going forward, should be working on getting people to celebration. The connecting that you're going to be doing with your team members is really about why they need to be there. And let me just see here. So this week, your 90-day action plan challenge is to pick 10 people from your list who you'll connect with online. And when we say connect, we don't mean to copy and paste a template message to 10 people on Facebook or send them a video without any context. The goal is to build a friendship and find out how you can help before offering a solution. I mean, do this by asking questions and then listening, quite literally, to their cries for help. They may not show up as that, but, you know, they may show up in negative. They may be objecting. They may be doing different things. Anytime someone's responding to you, it's either love or a cry for help. So ask them what's new in their lives. Have there been any big changes? Are they looking for ways to change? And just process that information they give you. Maybe take notes and consider whether there may be a way an isogenic solution could help them. So, you know, go to pages 8 and 9 of your 90-day action plan workbook. You know, you look at the posture, the mindset about being so authentic. Steve did a beautiful job of describing that yesterday. And then the questions you ask, that, you know, just makes sense to engage people in conversations about their family, about what they do for a living, about what their hobbies are, what inspires them, right? And so, you know, so have a list, reach out to them, get out there and connect with people. And this week you may find that there's a huge shift because you're laser focused now. You've got several days left, like so. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 more days fully, plus today because the day's not over yet. When you're communicating, do be a product of the product. Make compliant testimonials, recognizing, you know, your peers and your colleagues. Like, give credit where credit's due. Engage with other people that are doing the same. Share your obstacles and the challenges. People connect with people who are open about their journey. They relate to your pain of where you were before isogenics. That's how they feel that they are seen and heard, that you're not just kind of, you know, this one that's always got it better and always got it perfect. Let them see the struggle and the glory. Because you know that phrase, people see the glory, they don't know the story. It's mm-hmm. the story. It's the story that helps people realize that they could do this too. One of the biggest things for me was when I was at New Year kickoff, and they announced the numbers for people earning a certain level of income, and then they brought people up on stage. That was a big, big hit, because when I watched 444 people climb onto the stage, all of whom were earning between $199,000 per year, I mean, they're going to need a bigger stage. And these people are all shapes and sizes, all ages, all demographics, and It comes back to, if not this, then what? If not you, why not? And if not now, then when? Because this is something each of you can do. And you don't give yourselves enough credit. You beat yourselves up for the failures that you have, not realizing this is so worth it. And, you know, your success only comes because of all the failures that you're willing to accept and just dust yourself off each time and learn how to do it better. And, you know, after they brought all those people up, you'd think it was done? Heck no. Then they brought up the 24 people that are earning over $1 million per year. It was mind-blowing watching it. And, of course, there are 210 people that have now earned cumulatively $1 million or more. There's just nothing like this. Plus now the launch into, you know, UK and then eventually into Europe. I'm very excited about that. I mean, I live in Ontario, Canada. I know that I could be building in Australia, New Zealand, and so on, but I've never been as drawn to the big time change, trying to figure out my life around that. But I have friends in Europe, and I, you know, my origins come from, you know, the UK. So for me, I am so excited about this, and I'm looking for ways that I can get better at connecting. And I'll tell you, just finishing up here, one of the fellows that I connected on LinkedIn with as a personal trainer. Now, he hasn't pre-enrolled with me yet. And he's in England. He hasn't pre-enrolled yet. We have another conversation coming. But what was interesting was the thing he said to me, oh, my goodness, you're the 11th person that's approached me for Isagenix.
Wow.
Now, you might think to yourself, well, forget it. Why bother? Everybody's already all over this, right? Why bother wasting my time trying to figure this out? What I did was I responded to him and I said, wow, cool, that's so interesting. You know what? That's a clue. And I asked, have you actually taken a serious look yet? And he came back with a huge, huge, lengthy story about how pissed off he was and everything else and all these people chasing him and how if only it did work, well, that's what I needed to hear, right? And we have now been going back and forth. And it's moved from his initial resistance to now saying, okay, I'm giving it a serious look, and based on the way you've been responding to me, if I were to do something, there's no question in my mind, I would absolutely do it with you. I totally appreciate the time you're taking to explain this to me, and I'm impressed with everything I see about you. Like, that's a wow, right?
Yep.
So I'm inviting all of you to see it the way I see it. It's like anything else. When I meet someone who's heard about Isagenix, I'm immediately saying, what wonderful things have you heard? Tell me more about that. If they haven't started, I'll say, oh, my goodness, why not? What held you back? Was it timing? What was it? Because I have a clear understanding of why they should do it. And, you know, I've heard someone say before, like, Susan Sly will enroll people that others have spoken to and they never went ahead. And people ask, well, how come they said yes to her? It's her posture. It's her certainty. It's her clarity. It's her vision. It's her empathy. Be Susan Sly when you make these calls. Channel what successful people do. Come in with your heart, be authentic, and listening to the cries for help that show up as objections and resistance. So with that, I'm going to open the call. Ask for some takeaways or shares.
Hey, Maura, when you finish, it's Bonnie, so I guess you can't see everything, but would you stay on the line for a minute with me after the call?
No, Bonnie, but you can reach out to me, private message me through Facebook, and we'll arrange a separate call. I'm absolutely happy to speak with you.
Okay, so I don't know how to do that, so can you just tell me how to find you?
The Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team, the Team Success Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team page on Facebook. You know where that is?
Yeah.
Go in there and post something, and I will follow up with you right after the call.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. Anyone else?
I loved the takeaway about reaching out to LinkedIn today and looking up Scott Aaron, because I've already bookmarked my page, so when I get to work, I can do that.
Beautiful. That and the IsaTools to Go app. I want every one of you to experiment today with one of the drip campaigns that are in there. Who's saying aye to that?
Aye.
Good. Even if you send it to yourself. Start playing with this stuff, guys. Because there's a reason why Isagenix has invested so heavily on your behalf in these systems. And the other thing, too, is when I talked about, you know, plugging into mentoring and support and personal growth, I hope for your sakes that you're all enrolled in Healthy Mind and Body and doing it again if you've already done it before, or go beyond that and see what else is available through Growth University, because the programs are unbelievable. So with that, I'll just mention who's coming on tomorrow. I'm looking forward to hearing Andrea Sinclair on the call. Just love her training as well. Andrea really is one of those minds that digs deep into the why of how the products work and can really articulate that and talk about how it fits into a lifestyle and tell stories around that. So that's beautiful. So everyone, I love you. And
I just wanted to find out, where are the Zoom calls? Where can you go and re-listen to them? Because I've had trouble finding them. Or is there a phone number that's attached to them? I know most Zoom calls have two numbers with the PIN.
Kevin, can you help me with that?
I do not know for sure, but when in doubt, I always go to ISA Team Success, which is Susan's website, to find out where they might be posted.
Okay, I know.
Yeah, you can even put...
Okay, go ahead.
Put the question in there, Nanette. If you're, you know, if that's a great question to throw in there, you'll get some feedback as well. But I think that's where you'll see it posted also.
It is on the ISA Team Success website.
It is there.
Okay, and that's where you can go and hear the recordings also?
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. This was a podcast website that she had for the ISA Team Success website, right? So let me get clarity here, because she switched over to the Zoom meetings recently.
Right.
So who was it that answered that you've already seen this Zoom meeting uploaded? Who said that?
Carol. I saw it yesterday.
Carol. Okay, tell us again exactly what the URL was. Was it teamsuccess.com? What was it?
I have to go down to my computer. It was the one where it started out with Susan Sly, and then the page was just like the celebration opening, what they had on stage that day, and then Eric Coover was talking in the upper right-hand corner. Let's see.
okay, great. I'm just love to have clarity around where we can all find that. Forgive me, guys, for not actually knowing where it was myself. My apologies.
Well, that's okay, because we wanted to hear it, but, you know.
Oh, I do too, yeah.
Yeah, so just, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, let's see. It's
we're going to get this.
Brianna Kribble with Susan Tsai put it up. Good morning, leaders. In case you missed the TS Global call yesterday, is that what we're looking at?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yep, that's it. That was where it was, and it just says replay.
So you're finding that in it's teamsuccess.com, or exactly where are you?
I'm in Team Success Leader Growers on their Facebook page.
Ah, there we go. Okay, awesome.
Team Success Leader Growers?
Leader Growers. Okay. And who shared that again just now?
Carol from New Jersey.
Carol, thank you very much for that. I appreciate your leadership in doing what it took to give us that information just now. So Isagenics, it brings out the best in people, and you are shining like crazy. So Facebook Team Success Leader Grower page, and we'll all be able to find that recording. All right, everyone,
go
out
and
make it an absolutely incredible day. I love the questions and the shares. Love it. Okay, everyone. Bye-bye for now.